Hello, and welcome to French Tech News with Chris O'Brien and Ethan Pierce, an audio and video podcast highlighting important stories in English in the world of France's startups, its entrepreneurs, investors, and ecosystem leaders. Our objective is to continue to open this incredible ecosystem up to the Anglophone startup and investment community worldwide. And speaking of the podcast, head on over to Apple or Spotify and search for French Tech News and give that a subscribe. There you will find all of our past discussions and interviews. I would like to welcome our guest today, Franck Lebouchard, CEO at Deviolet, as well as my co-host in this French Tech News journey, Chris O'Brien. Welcome, everyone.
Hi, Ethan. Hi, Chris.
Good to be here.
I am looking forward to today's discussion about Deviolet. So I guess just to kind of jump right in, I think probably most people who've been paying attention to this space obviously would know about Deviolet and have seen the products and that kind of a thing. But I think it would be good before we dive into some of the other questions, just to maybe start with kind of maybe some of the origin story or just the ethos of what made Deviolet happen. Why did this kind of this idea come to be to have this audio quality, this unique design, this particular targeting in terms of marketing and demographics? Any thoughts you kind of want to give on context? And then that way we'll talk a little bit about where things are at right now, some of the cool things going on and what's going on in the future. But maybe just to give people that catch up about Deviolet and its history.
In a nutshell, Deviolet started 12 years ago in literally the garage. One of our co-founders, Pierre-Emmanuel Calmel, was passionate about electronics and about audio. And he literally, actually in his kitchen, invented a new amplifier, which was the initial Deviolet product, and that was Expert. It was really already at the time being a niche product, and this amplifier, it was the first Deviolet product, is still acclaimed to be the best amplifier in the world. And obviously, I'm completely biased on that one. But starting from that initial sparkle, what happened is that we expanded and we defined our mission in our professional lives, which is to elevate sound in people's life. So everything we do at Deviolet is focused on delivering a perfect sound. It's moving from the initial amplifiers to Phantom, which is our iconic product, which is a connected speaker, and recently on the true wireless speakerphones, Gemini. Adding to that, because we think that great sound is universal, we raised money early on, that was 2012, in order to expand globally and to build a global brand. So building on this great technology and building on this passion about sound and great sound, we are also building a great brand, the Deviolet brand, globally. We now sold in 69 countries. And we keep expanding, we keep raising money, because we truly believe that bringing great sound does change people's life. And if you think about it, the number of occasions in your day life where you listen to sound is amazing. It's when you wake up, it's in your smartphone, your television, in your car, your radio, when you listen to your music, you name it. So our mission is very simple. Every time you listen to something, we want it to be as perfect as possible.
You know, I remember seeing my first Phantom. I think it was at a Cannes Music Festival, I want to say 6 years ago, the Cannes Midem Festival. And you guys had a showroom with three of them in there. And the sound was just mind-blowing. And what struck me, and I think this was part of the pitch at the time too, is, you know, you see, especially, I hate to make myself sound like an old man, but, you know, you see younger generations just kind of like holding their phone up to their ear, you know, the metro listening to whatever, or my daughter does that at home. And here was this company that was making a big bet on quality sound, and not just quality, but super high end quality in a consumer product. But also the design of it. I mean, it wasn't just engineered in a remarkable way, but the look of it was so distinct. So can you tell me a little bit more about, I guess, both those things? You know, has the world sort of come back around to this idea of audio quality on a consumer level? And then also a little bit about the design.
Well, thank you for that question, because you're pointing at two very important elements for us. So let's start with design. So Pierre-Emmanuel Calmel, one of our co-founders, he invented, as I mentioned, an amplifier. And then he called one of his friends, who's a designer. And to make it simple, this designer, Emmanuel Nardin, became the second co-founder. And the idea there was, I'm an old man also. If you look at amplifiers or if you look at connected speakers, they tend to be square and black. And there's this idea at De Vialet of disruption. We want to be different. We truly believe that if we do like anyone else in this world, we are useless. So we want to be different on sound quality, and we also want to be different with our brand and be different with our design. And that's why the second co-founder is a designer. And there's always a De Vialet combination. So the engineer, Pierre-Emmanuel, said to his designer friend, look, the perfect sound, for perfect sound rendering, the ideal shape is not square, it's a sphere. And starting with that brief, the designer said, okay, we want perfect sound. I like the idea of a sphere. And that's how he came up with Phantom, which is completely different from anything else. On your second point, which is sound quality, our dream has literally happened this year in 2021. For the last 10 years, we've dedicated our work for perfect sound rendering. In the meantime, during those last 10 years, there has been a massive revolution in sound and music, which is streaming, obviously. If you think of how we used to listen to music 10 years ago, it was radically different from now. So for the last 10 years, what happened, I'm not going to give the names, but you know all those streaming companies. They've now provided us with, last count was, I think, 70 million different music titles. So we all have access to the entire music catalog. What happened this year is that all those companies, and the initial one announcing was Apple Music, but all the others followed, was moving up to high-res resolution. So now, end of 2021, we all have streaming services, or most of us have streaming services. We are now all of us moving up to high resolution or lossless, as you may name it, for the audio source. This is useless if you don't have speakers or headphones able to deliver this high resolution. So this year is probably our long-lasting dream becoming real.
And I think we also see just a lot of news in the past couple of months that vinyl is actually back bigger than almost ever, that there's an audiophile kind of thing happening there as well, where people want that. We see, you know, this with a lot of the headphone space that people want better quality, even if the Bluetooth and the little headphones aren't going to create a phenomenal sound. They want something that's better than the tinny thin kind of thing that they might have been used to. And we see everybody buying these huge, you know, TVs that are 4K and now above, and wanting a better visual, and yet having just either no external speakers or something terrible that also. So it does make sense that we're finally catching up to the audio side of this, where people are wanting that better audio experience to go with the better quality source material or other things. So that makes a lot of sense, and glad to see that that's finally happening.
Well, you know, your comparison or with TV is something we often use. If you look at TV screens, the improvement for TVs over the last 10 years has been massive. Now having 4K resolution on TV is normal. The sources or the content is also very high res for image. So if you look at our TV screens today compared to 10 years ago, the revolution has been massive. We do envision that the same is going to happen on sound. It is happening on TV. Those very flat screens have been detrimental to audio. Now it's moving back. We are helping a couple of TV makers to improve sound. And what we foresee is that this movement we saw on television from poor image quality to now 4K, 8K, which is amazing, is also happening on sound. You mentioned TV. It's happening on headphones. It's happening on true wireless. If I can disagree with you, if you buy out the Viale Gemini, the sound, even though in Bluetooth, is magic, is pure magic. It's happening in cars. It's happening in laptops. It's going to happen in smartphones. So it's happening all over the place. We now have access again to 70 million titles. People are now understanding that great sound quality does make a difference. The same we all understood that great TV screens with 8K does make a difference.
I'll correct that and say cheap Bluetooth for the headsets
okay.
and the AirPods that use bad chipsets and don't do a very good job with it. So that's fantastic. Chris?
Yeah, I'll just make a small observation, and I have want to change gears for a second. But I used to live in San Francisco and had the pleasure of being invited from time to time to Dolby's research center there, where they had a theater, and they were just developing their Atmos sound system. And it was interesting because the lag we're talking about that you both are describing, we sort of saw it in theaters too, you know, 3D had become this new phenomenon or had been rediscovered, sort of reinvented visually. And Dolby was making the case that, hey, you know, you should invest in this premium 3D sound that goes beyond just the surround sound, but just this new format. And I remember seeing Gravity in this thing, and the sound was just mind-blowing. Like, it made you physically feel like you were in the middle of this movie. Even more so than the visual 3D component of it. And I think theater owners are now starting to catch up with that as well. So I think, yeah, there's definitely that larger trend of rich, immersive sound. People are beginning to understand the value of that.
And what you're describing has been a massive move from Dolby. And obviously Dolby is very, very, has great influence in our industry. You're mentioning 3D and immersive. This is very much participating to sound quality. Right now, it is still for professional, for cinema theaters. But what we're foreseeing is in the next 2 or 3 years, 3D and immersive sound is going to be the next thing you want at home with your headphones or with a speaker. This is the next big move for our industry.
I think that all these topics of kind of everything is kind of now coming to a point, and all of this has really improved, takes us maybe into our next question, which is your growth in 2021 and how things have really just kind of taken off there. I mean, it was already such a high growth company, and you, in a very short amount of time, WLA became a known brand, and its sales succeeded really well. I was in Singapore for halftime for a couple of years between 2015 and 18, and I remember going walking past one of the malls and seeing this like glass container like pop up store for WLA, and I'm like, hey, and I wave my little French flag like, you know, hey, I know that. And that was early. It was early, I think, still. So you were very quick to be global, I think, in that sense for visibility. So with all these things kind of coming to a point, let's talk about the growth this year.
Growth with this year, I'm going to give you a figure. this year, we are going to grow in between 35 or 40% turnover. We close our accounts end of March, so we still have 3 months to go. But that's the growth we're experiencing this year. What's interesting is our only limitation to growth this year and probably next year is the electronic component shortage. Anything we manage to produce is sold. So we are running on super low inventory levels. We are not out of stock, but we are super tight, like the entire industry, like most industries using electronic components. So the demand is amazing. And again, anything we can produce, we sell. So yes, we are very fast growing. You mentioned Singapore. We have two great stores now in Singapore. APAC, so Asia Pacific, is a very important growth engine for us. It already accounts for 40% of our sales, and it's also very much driven by China. So our growth figures in China and APAC in general is phenomenal.
By the way, we've been kind of focused within that on the consumer product. This is a bit of an oversimplification, I think, but of course, as I understand it, WLA has kind of two main businesses. There's the consumer product, sort of led by Phantom, but you have a B2B business as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of that and kind of how that's developed?
The history of that relates to, again, our mission as a company. Our mission is to elevate sound in people's lives whenever you listen to something. And what we understood very early on is that you listen to sound, voice, phone calls, music with devices such as televisions. You listen to music in your car, and so on and so forth. And we will never be a car maker, obviously. I don't think we'll ever be a TV maker, and so on and so forth. So what we decided, and the first move was with Sky in the UK, we decided that we really want to provide great sound. We will not do television or car and so on and so forth. So we will provide our technologies to companies who understand what we understand, which is sound is important, tremendously important. And that's when 5 years ago, we decided to provide our technologies to those companies. It started with Sky in the UK. Then it was in France with a set-top box with Free. And starting from there, we expanded massively. This year only in 2021, we launched with our partners 7 new products. In television, in laptops, in all-in-one PCs, in cars in India. So all those product categories where sound is important, but where we will not have a WLA product. This is important for our mission. This really is in line with our mission. It is important because we get royalties from this business, which circles back in our research and development teams. It allows us to recruit even more engineers. And there's a third thing which is very important for us is that we're still we're a small company compared to the massive giants with whom we're competing. Those deals also help us build up brand awareness. One of the reasons we are so strong in Asia is because we have those deals with two companies, Tencent and Huawei, and they've been building our awareness. In the UK, we started being known when we released the Sky Soundbox with the WLA, and we have multiple of those. In the US, for example, we ramped up in terms of awareness thanks to Altice on the East Coast and Belkin all over the US. So this is a multi-benefit way of doing things.
How, if I look at the company today, then the B2B side versus the consumer side, are those about equal? Is one a bigger revenue stream than the other?
One is way bigger. The what we call B2C, so the sales of our Devialet product, accounts for 70% of our sales. So B2C for us, or the Devialet products, are our core priority, and that will remain so for the next coming years, definitely.
And I know you guys had a particularly interesting announcement this year with Arion Group. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that has been a very interesting journey with Arion Group. It started, you know, bear in mind that 1/3 of all employees at Devialet are engineers. So we are adamant about great technology delivering great sales. And we constantly look for disruptive innovation. One field which is very important in audio is the use of material. So a speaker has different sorts of material, like aluminium, which is very much used in our industry. And we started discussing with Arion Group, us asking them if they had any incredible material which we could test and use in our speakers, and them saying, look, we have issues with sound, because the sound at liftoff, the sound of a rocket is so powerful that it needs to be reduced in a way or another. That's why you have water cascading down the rocket when it lifts. So it really started as an engineer discussion. And during one of those meetings, someone at Arion said, you know, when you are at Kourou in Guyana, in French Guyana, what is amazing when you attend to a liftoff is not what you see, because basically you are five, six miles away, and what you see is a flame, basically. The amazing experience is sound, the sound of a rocket. And that's when we said, look, it is impossible to go to Kourou, or, you know, very limited access to Kourou. So we said, you know, why don't we record that? We believe our speakers can deliver that kind of sound, going down to 20 hertz in terms of frequency, which is very, very low. We believe we can record that. And if we can do it properly, we could share that experience with many people. And that's what we did. We were invited at Kourou. I experienced that. And that's certainly an experience which was one of, you know, my greatest experience in life. Those 10, 15 seconds when you are overwhelmed by this sound. We recorded that, and we are now sharing that sound. So it's the experience that we are now sharing. We did that in Dubai for the Universal Expo. We did that in Paris, and we're going to do it in Paris in January. For people who, you know, most of us can't go to Kourou, you just have to come and see us. That will happen in January. We're inviting people, basically, whoever wants to experience that. It's an amazing sound.
That'll be, I'm looking forward to seeing all the really cool stuff. I'll be at CES here in a couple weeks. I don't know if Devialet is going to have a presence this year. We're not sure who's going to have presences or who's actually going to make it, but I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the new stuff there. But once I'm back, I'd love to come in and participate in that, and we can add that into what we've discussed here as well to share and promote that. But well, that's really cool, and I love the material science side of it as well. One of the things that's interesting in space technologies right now is really all of the terrestrial uses for so much of the innovation that is being put into new ways to achieve space, but then getting us to Mars, getting us back to the moon, living in space, all these kind of things, all over the space with 3D printing and lots of things in material science and hydroponics and all kinds of health tech. Just so it's a fascinating thing to see how the drive to achieve the goals in that vertical creates so much opportunity in things that we would not expect, such as speakers, you know, or something like that. So it's a fascinating space. So maybe I guess our last point, just to round us out, is maybe what to expect in 2022? What are your ambitions? What's coming?
Our ambitions are limitless, literally limitless. But think about it. Think about, start with the audio category. If you go in a store, in audio department, you will see many product categories, TV soundbars, portable speakers, headphones, smart speakers, you name them. In all those categories, you are lacking Deviolet. Basically, we addressed three categories: amplifiers, which is for audiophiles, connected speakers, and true wireless. All those other categories are vast opportunities for us, because we believe that we will bring great sound. We will launch product in most categories within the next 2 or 3 years. And we will do so whenever our technologies can make a real difference. So we're not rushing in all those categories. We want to launch whenever our products are way, way, way greater than others and make a true difference. That's only looking at audio categories. Now expand a little bit more. We have loads of projects in cars. Because you know, most people spend a lot of time in their car, unfortunately, listening to the radio and the music. There are massive opportunities with your computers, with your laptops, especially working at home. We believe sound in smartphones can be significantly improved. I mentioned television. If you think about, if you think the way we think about sound, just visualize your day and visualize every single moment in your day where you listen to something. All those we do see as opportunities to improve your experience and your life listening to those to those devices. And we are literally working in all those areas. So that's why I'm saying limitless.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. And when I look at, you mentioned the car's experience, and one of the things that's coming and coming quickly with the self-driving or autonomous car idea is that cars will be redesigned to just be an experience, because it'll no longer be a driving experience, which will be unfortunate in many cases, because that's part of that as well. But for the commute or for other parts of the driving experience where you're not really interested in the driving, well, once you remove all of the infrastructure of driving the car, and now you potentially put the seats towards each other, you don't need to be paying attention to what's out the front, whatever it is that you're doing, now you create an entertainment space or just some kind of an experience where video and audio quality will become incredibly important for people who are spending a part of their day kind of locked in that space.
You are so right. If you are a Deviolet person, you look at a car and you look at what's going to happen in the car industry. First, there is exactly what you mentioned. People are going to see their car as the extension of their living room. They'll be watching movie. We'll be watching movie. But it's even more than that. If you look at the car industry, it's moving to electrical. Nothing new. You know that. Electric cars are working hard on low energy consumption. And we are working and we have technologies to produce the same sound with lower energy by maximizing the efficiency of any speaker. So those are part of our technology. So we also look at, how can we lower battery consumption in car with our speakers? Also, If you say the next generation car is going to be an extension of your living room, you don't want massive speakers to impose thick doors, for example, or massive bass speakers in your trunk. So we are also working hard on reducing to the minimal the size of speaker. All this is based on technology. reducing speaker size, maximizing energy efficiency, while at the same time having great audio. So we are pretty passionate about what opportunities are coming up with the car industry. And again, the same goes with television and many other. You know, at some stage, we all work remote, more or less. But we, you know, the time we're now spending in front of our laptops talking to one another has massively increased. And the sound of your laptop is going to be the sound, and the mic of your laptop is going to be more and more critical. That again opens the vast opportunities for our technology.
Well, thank you, Frank. Chris, do you have anything you want to add, or I think that rounds us out for our questions.
Yeah, no, I think this is great. It's amazing that, again, to see that progress, because that anecdote I was telling about being at Cannes, you know, Devialet was really just trying to establish a foothold as a brand for the reasons you mentioned. So it's not an easy thing to do, and it's amazing to see the progress.
We are not great fans of easy things to do in Devialet, as you have noticed.
Well, I think it's a testament to the hard work then since the founding of the company, because as you mentioned with these B2B partnerships, adding Devialet inside or something to a product is a statement of quality or a statement of superior experience. So it would appear that you've enormously succeeded in making that happen. Thank you so much, Chris, and thank you, Frank, for taking the time to be with us and sharing all of this insight with us.
Thank you, both of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Ethan.
Thank you to our listeners for joining us for this episode of the French Tech News. Want more news and stories from France's incredible innovation ecosystem and its entrepreneurs? Subscribe to the French Tech News with Chris and Ethan on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and switch on notifications to be informed of new episodes as soon as they are released. You can connect with Chris and me on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. I am at Ethan Pierce, that's E-T-H-A-N-P-I-E-R-S-E, and Chris O'Brien is at O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N. Let us know if there are guests that you would like to see on the interview podcast or Clubhouse, as well as any stories that we should take a look at. As always, thank you for listening, and see you next time.